Hi, I'm the Tale Weaver Omar, and DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Hi, I'm Zektown, and I am the DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Zek, you know I am the dungeon master for the drama-fueled, anime-inspired fantasy epic Descent into the Void, right?
Yes, but Omar, you know I am the dungeon master for the comedy-riddled, trope-smashing fantasy epic The Natural Ones.
I guess both of them are perfect shows for a tabletop podcasting network.
It's a good thing that people can find us at atale of d20s.com then.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter at atale of d20s. That's at ATALEOFD20S. atale of d20s.
And you can find each show on Twitter at the Nat Ones Cast at THENAT1SCAST, the Nat Ones Cast, or Descent Void at DESCENTVOID, Descent Void on Twitter.
So, if you want thrilling drama,
or a side splitting comedy, A Tale of D20s has you covered.
Welcome back, everyone. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our story. So, with everyone waking up, you all receive a long rest. Some of you waking up in the room, outside of the room, and on top of the deck of the ship. But the gentle winds of cool breeze blows throughout Shimmer Drift Watch, and you all awaken. So we'll start off with Cal. Since you're outside, you would probably hear the noise of people opening up, doing things in the early hours of the morning, as the pier is opening up. What would you like to do?
Well, I know that my party usually likes to rest a little bit longer in the morning, and I know that they'll all end up probably coming down to the docks anyways, so I'm going to stay where I am for a while and practice my... my dancing.
Okay. All right. So you probably went to sleep earlier after all that energy expended. Waking up anew, you begin practicing your dancing on top of the ship as you hear the clanging of the dock and the piers and people starting to walk around, and they're probably watching at you, but you don't really care. Roll me a performance check as you dance on top of the ship.
That's a 19.
19, very nice. You start performing those steps, those warlike movements, though with a new grace towards it, more of a reserve, a calm reserve to your moves now, as you flow with your essence of being a watcher, and you successfully go through a very good experience, a practice session of you dancing with your demon dancing. What are the rest of you doing? King, Monaco, Horatio, you all wake up. Duran, you are outside of the room. You probably woke up before anyone else, needing the least amount of sleep. But we'll start with Duran, since you woke up before them. What do you want to do?
Duran's going to get up, and he's going to make sure he secures his pack and gets everything ready, and gets ready to go meet King Terminus. He just waits there near the dwarf.
All right. A few hours pass by. You do hear, with your passive perception, some type of commotion coming from King Terminus's room, but it doesn't seem anyone's left it quite yet. Is at this point you start to hear the rustle up of your allies within the room behind you. So, King, what are you doing?
I'll slowly wake up, push the blankets off of me that Monaco gave me, and sit up on the couch. Oh, I guess we should meet up with the others. Are you two awake? Seeing Monaco and... You're seeing if Monaco and Horatio are.
Fire! Oh. Oh. Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
New day, guys. Did Cal come home? Cal, are you here? Grab my bracelet or rub my bracelet. Cal, where are you?
King, how was your evening? I'm on the ship.
Fine, I made it back to the room with Monaco and Horatio. We'll meet you shortly.
Sounds good.
Cal's on the ship already, practicing.
Mm.
Sounds like.
I guess we should get started early, I guess. No use sticking around when we can get breakfast at sea.
Alright. You guys head out. I'll look for King Terminus and get the orbs. Tell them that we're gonna head off. Sooner the better.
Yeah. Yeah. Horatio slowly gets up as he was the last one to fall asleep, so he's probably still very tired.
Since I slept in the clothes I went to bed in, I will stretch my hands up, and as I do, I'll like twinkle my fingers and illusory rose petals will fall over me, and I'll prestidigitate myself clean and refreshed.
Alrighty.
And Monaco will take some time getting ready, possibly waiting for other people to leave just because of the extent of making sure that, Eugene comes out and brushes her hair, and then she prestidigitates at least twice.
I'm gonna go see King Terminus, and then I'll head out.
If you go out the front way, you'll see Duran there still.
Good morning, Duran.
Cal did not return.
He's on the ship, practicing.
Good.
We are going to head to the ship and head out shortly. I'm going to speak to King Terminus. Do you accompany me or help the others get to the ship?
I'll hear what King Terminus has to say. His words on the strategy might be pivotal for this coming battle.
I'll nod curtly and start walking up the hallway and look for the room that I think he's in. Because you said his had a special crest or logo on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with you looking out for it, not even needing a perception check, you can easily see as the light. There's some windows that are around that shine in some light, at least, though. It's not much being dusk, but you can see that there's a big crest of the Thalosian Empire at the other end on the opposite hall.
He's probably in that room. I'll, take the knocker and knock, knock, knock on the door.
All right. You walk across, down, knocking onto the door, and you hear, 1 minute, friend! And about a minute passes, and you get a little impatient, but then the door opens up, and you see King Terminus, garbed in what looks seems to be nice, holy-like robes. There are white and gold trimmings on the other side. Actually, roll me a history check or an intelligence check.
Is it a deity? Would it be a religion check?
I'll even give you a religion check, yes.
So what were the choices?
History, intelligence, or religion?
My religion is the best.
Are we both rolling those?
18.
18? Okay. You look at his garb, it reminds you of the garbs that the priests and Pure Hall were wearing with their white garb and the gold silhouette from the little bit of about a month ago you visited Pure Hall in Thalos. But nevertheless, he is wearing that.
Those are glorious robes, King Terminus. I love the style and design.
Thank you, my friend. This is a robe for battle, meaning strength and power. May the gods watch over us.
Perhaps you could get me a set, but We have a small few things to discuss. You have a moment?
Oh, I do, friend.
And he opens up the door, letting you come in.
Okay, well, I'll walk in.
Okay. As you walk in, the room is not like your room at all. It's actually a full-on king's bedroom. A suite. Same way that it was described earlier. Though it does look tidy. It's tidier than it was before. And there's no other attendants in here.
Two things. One you just reminded me of, and the first initial reason was we've come to gather or retrieve the orbs. We're planning to head out immediately today, so I want to make sure that we have those for our mission.
Ah, well, yes, my friend. I've already sent the orbs to be placed onto your ship.
Oh, fantastic.
It'll be arriving shortly.
You're so wise indeed. Fantastic.
I was hoping that we could have a meeting on top of the Ice Crown when you were all ready.
Oh, we should, definitely. Well, the part, our group is planning to meet there, so we will not leave until you join us for this meeting. I'll make sure of it.
Excellent. You should go on ahead. I have a few things to gather here. And then we can have a glorious meeting!
Fantastic. You actually just reminded me with your regalia of, and speaking of robes, among other things, we happened to acquire great artifacts of power from the lich we destroyed. We have his robes, his crown, and a staff of power. Monaco was able to determine that they are verily cursed, and even we believe with what we currently possess, we would not be able to remove them, and I thought perhaps you might have a suggestion or a way to perhaps remove the curses from these items so that we may use them in this upcoming battle.
He turns to you and says,
do you have the items on you? No, no. Bring them to the meeting. Afterwards, I will inspect it.
All right. Thank you. We'll leave you to your morning.
King Terminus, if we need additional munitions, supplies, tools for our journey, where can we get them?
You can head to any of the barracks. They are aware of you. They will recognize you, give you anything you need. No cost, my friends.
I should collect munitions that we'll need.
All right. Thanks again. We'll talk to you shortly. I'll offer a bow and then head out.
All right. He goes ahead and smiles, placing his large hands on your shoulders. He gets really close to you and whispers, Duran, roll me a perception check at disadvantage, see if you could hear him. A 16. All right, I'm going to roll a stealth check for King Terminus.
So he's whispering in my ear?
Yeah, he's whispering in your ear. He got really close. He obviously is whispering in your ear. He's not hiding it, but he's being very quiet.
Okay.
Okay. 16. Okay, so Duran, you go ahead and you see him bend over, and you try to listen, but just whispering a little bit too soft, but it's enough for King for you to hear. Him say these words.
The brightest light shines in the darkest of night. Remember those words, my friend, and keep them to yourself.
I'll nod at him and I'll hold these words dear. And it's the brightest light shines
in the darkest of nights.
Okay. The brightest light shines in the darkest of nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't give me any hint by that. He just says, remember those words.
Yeah, I just wanted to write the quote down. All right, I'll nod and say I'll treasure those words and then head back to our room.
All right. Duran, do you follow as well?
Duran is actually going to stop at some of the barracks and get some... stop at some of those munition spots and grab some supplies.
All right. So you two separate. you going back to the room, King, and Durant heading down to the munitions. You make your way throughout the bar. And there's some people in here having breakfast. And a lot. Obviously, they're all people part of the Felucian army. Some people kind of give you stares. But for the most part, you go unbothered, walking your way over to one of the many places, ammunition shops and barracks that you can stop at. Finding the closest one, you do see that it's like a metal door that you can walk into, and it's a small one-story square building if you decide to go into it.
Before they part, Duran says to King, "We should message the others and ask them if they need me to pick up anything from here before we leave."
I'll send word should we need anything.
And do not think I do not notice you all talking about what has happened to me. You and the king.
I asked him about something different than what you suspect. I do not conspire against you, Duran. None of us do. And I'll open the door to our room in the that's in the hallway.
Alright. Do you continue to the shop, Duran?
Yes.
Alright. After that interaction, King, you go inside the door. Duran, you arrive at the shop, walking in. And it looks to be like a normal munition shop with everything in the interior looks to be made out of stone with some metal here and there, and there seems to be another door at least at the back. There is a gentleman behind a desk with behind him there's a bunch of ropes and normal things you'll find in a adventurer shop's ball bearings, arrows, bullets, and so on, swords, and so on and so forth. The gentleman behind it, who's clad in heavy armor, turns to you and says, "Welcome, how can I help you?"
"I was told I could retrieve munitions from here."
All right, the king sent out a decree. You're one of the liberators, right?"
"Sure."
"Never thought I'd see an elf before." He had stories. Anyway, yeah. What would you like? We have anything we need. Just say the word.
"I need a long bow, and I'm also going to need a quiver of arrows, and some caltrops, and no one has messaged me yet." He's got brain chat King. "Did anyone ask for any munitions from the
I would have been talking with Minako and Horatio if they were in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, did you need any other munitions?
Any
other supplies? Duran went to the store.
Do you think they carry magical ink?
Possibly. Not where he is right now, but I can have him look.
I actually don't think that what I need would be available where he is, so it's alright.
Okay. So when he caught, so... That was just an aside, so when he messages me, I'll respond with, "I'm with Minako and Horatio, and none of them require additional munitions. Message Cal, see if they have magical ink."
"Cal, I'm retrieving munitions. Do you need any?"
"Duran, yes. Whatever bullets you can get your hands on. Thank you."
"I require magic ink and bullets. Lots of bullets."
"Well, we have bullets, right? That's fine, but we don't have any magic ink here. This isn't really a wizardry shop. But caltrops, quiver, arrows, we have those."
"Good."
"How much you need? I could probably spare you about 60 arrows.
60 is more than enough."
"All right then, hold on." And he goes behind the desk and pulls out a box and slams it onto there. And he opens it up and there's just a whole box full of arrows in it. As he goes and grabs a quiver. "Do you need a quiver for each or do you just want one quiver?"
"I'll take one quiver."
"All right." And he gets one regular looking, leather quiver. The normal Thalosian design around it and puts in the arrows into it while giving you the box of 60 arrows. So I will, unless you already have arrows in your inventory, you could just put, you
I
have 60.
Did. Now I have 65 arrows instead of 5.
Oh, nice. Okay. So there you go. Anything else? Well, here's your longbow, and you also have a longbow.
That's everything I need.
Oh, and you said bullets. Oh, right. How much bullets looking for? I could probably give you about a box of 100.
As many as you have.
Yeah, a box of 100 should do. And he goes and he picks up a whole box, a small box, and puts down, and you hear a thunk as it thunks on the table. Here you go, and you have a box of 100 bullets.
This is all you have?
So, I mean, roll. Are you intimidating him, or are you asking him?
He's asking him.
Okay, roll a persuasion check. Okay. An eight. Sorry, this is all that we can afford. We have some people who use firearms in the army, so I think we can spare. I'm sorry.
Is this all you have? This one's an intimidation check, if I can.
Okay, roll intimidation check.
21.
Okay, as you go closer to him and intimidate him, he looks very fearful. His demeanor changed from just normal to now nervous and kind of like, all right, man, all right, so I can give you another box of 100. Fine, here. He slides over another box. You just don't have to be such a shite about it.
Good.
He looks pissed. But...
What is it they always say? It was a pleasure doing business with you.
I'm sure... Mighty Knights of the King, you all. You hear him mumble underneath his breath as he walks back to his station.
Awesome. Duran grabs his bounty and he's out the store back to the ship.
Okay. So, the rest of you within the inn, what are you doing, Cal? I'm sorry, Monaco, King, and Horatio?
We should be just heading to the ship, no?
Yes. And King Terminus said he'll take a look at the cursed items we got from Val Sharoon.
Oh, goody.
Sounds good.
All right.
And we will go to the ship. Mm-hmm. Down and out.
All right.
And up and over.
And that's where Duran was going as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So you all head throughout the barrack army city, until you make your way. It doesn't take you very long to get to the edge where the docks are located. It takes you a couple blinks, but you see, as one of the most interesting looking ships that are in the barracks, and there is the Ice Crown. Now, there are other ships here as well that you may not have noticed when you first arrived, but you see that they all have the emblem of the Thalosian army on the sails. As there are several lined throughout this entire keep. But nonetheless, with the dinging of the sound of the docks and the seagulls chirping off into the distance, the salty sea air wafts up on your noses, and you head towards the plank of the Ice Crown, where you can see from this distance a Cal finishing up his dance formations on top of the ship. And at this point, all of you, with the exception of Cal, who's on the ship, meet up in the docks. Cal, at some point before they would have came, people would be walking up the docks, clad in the Thalosian armor, making their way with boxes, and they would greet you and says, by order of King Terminus, we're here to deliver the orbs.
Thank you. Put them below deck.
Thank you. And they will, throughout that time of you practicing, have delivered the orbs and place them below deck and have left.
Cal, did you see them deliver the orbs to the ship?
Yes, they're below deck right now.
Oh, great. Yeah, KT wants to talk before we head out.
KT. Okay, understood. Did any of you see anything last night from the docks?
Did we see anything? I don't think so. I was...
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I left whatchacallit and was walking in the street and flying, so I might have saw it, but...
I would say, like, because it was like a... When you flew back so fast, had you stayed there a little bit and then left, maybe, but you came out so fast, it happened before Cal did his whole thing.
Even though I said I wanted to fly across the moonlight sky, it's okay.
It's more like a hop, skip, jump over there. You're like...
You did just see it. You did it, but you made it back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I dare.
Okay, so no. No, Cal, what happened?
I spoke with Kelemvor last night.
Cal?
Yes.
Did you do?
And I kind of stand up a little bit straighter, and there's definitely like an air of like just the way that I carry myself is a little bit different. Like, whenever he was under the Oath of Conquest, he still had like good posture and was like always ready, but that was like more of like an aggressive, shoulders forward type of like body language that was presented a lot of the time. And now you kind of see me standing up straight with my like shoulders back a little bit further. Not exactly more tense, but definitely more
confident.
Almost like it's like an air of confidence that comes from not just looking what's in front, but also all around.
Cal, you what have is a glow about you.
Yes, I swore a new oath to Kelemvor.
A new oath?
So lenient.
Well, to be honest, I broke my last one, saving all of you.
Oh no.
But Kelemvor knows that all of you are not just important to me, but important to all of this. Every single one of you. And so I swore an oath. Oath of the Watchers. Watchers of Chaos. And all of you will always have me. Until the end. And I need you all to know that.
Cal, we know that. For sure, you're one of us. You saved all of us. We have
You've
your
all
back
saved me. Thank you.
Dungeon Master, he's been talking for like, this is like more than a minute, so my know thy enemy kind of ability would trigger. Can I sense if the amount of fighter levels he has is still the same?
So does that allow you to know what levels they are of specific classes?
No, only fighter class levels.
Okay. Okay, I'll say yes you can, but roll me a perception check. Or insight check, I'm sorry.
21.
Natural 20. Okay, so you go ahead and you're suspicious of this new feeling, this new Cal, they said, as you always worry about new things, and you go ahead and size him up, listen to, look at his posture that he's presenting, the energy that he's exuding, and like his stance, how his muscles are being held, and looking at it's definitely, there's no fighter in there. There's something grander or something more. You're not so close to magic where you can really figure it out exactly what it is, but you know, it's not that training that you both had. He's carrying something new.
No. This is real. Something is different. You feel less severe, but less dangerous, but somehow stronger.
Oh, Duran. I'm far more dangerous now. In the battle ahead of us, I'm sure you'll get to see just that.
Good. Then I can trust in your power.
Oh, you sure can. That's not the only thing I discovered. Come up to the top, next to the wheel. I need to show you something at the helm.
And I go over to there.
All right. Well, Cal walks across up to the aft of the ship where the helm is located. Do you all follow?
Yes.
Did you figure out a way to make the ship perfect level?
I'm not exactly sure what all I figured out. I'm going to have to meditate on it and work through all of the knowledge that was passed through me. Horatio, it was like I was on the throne again.
Really?
There was just so much information passing through me all at once. But I did find this out.
And I take my two revolvers, magical revolvers, and click them into place. And did you say that whenever I was doing this kind of action before, that there's now a sense of tilt to the wheel when there wasn't before?
No, no, the wheel just splits into two and comes like a gear that you can twist while the back half of the wheel it stays put, so to speak. The front half kind of clicks around in these gears, both left and right. And there's about, as you can see, as your guns being the guide to when it revolves, this is about 12 clicks.
Okay. And I move the boat 6 clicks to the right.
Okay. All right, so you go ahead and do that, and once again, all of you on the ship look, and King, this might completely flabbergast and or just knock you off your feet, because the entire ship starts to shift and transform, the almost like an illusionary, and Monaco, you can see through illusions, so this doesn't affect you at all, but the illusionary barrier that surrounds the ice crown at all times, it stops becoming super transparent and ethereal, and becomes more in the shape of, like, as if you're riding on some type of large lizard-like sea creature, almost like a Loch Ness monster-like thing that turns into it, and everybody on the deck on the dock starts to go, "Oh my god!" You hear them yelling, "What is that?"
Impressive.
Ooh.
What is this?
Where?
It appears my father was quite the artificer indeed. The wheel changes the illusionary shape of the ship, and I feel like there's just so much more to it, but I need more time to remember.
Is there anything that I can help you with?
But in the meantime, I shift the ship back to its base position.
All right, it transforms back into its normal...
I close my eyes.
It shifts back and the illusion shifts and it becomes almost transparent again, and you hear people like, "Oh my god!" And people are now like, I mean, it's not, there are people who are normal, like dock workers, and there are people who are soldiers here, so there's only a few people who are kind of screaming, but other people are kind of just alarmed.
No kids though here.
Yeah, no kids.
That's
no
been
kids.
Established.
There's no children here. There's just workers. There's no children here. But nevertheless, I digress. The commotion dies down, so I'm trying to say afterwards, and they just kind of shake their head and continue on their way, albeit you're getting tons of stares.
When is KT gonna get here?
King, try to be more respectful.
You don't like my new nickname?
I mean, he's a king? You're a king, but, you know, he's a king.
He's so friendly and joyous. I thought he'd like a nickname. Feels so close. Feels like he's one of us.
I agree.
We're talking about having him be an honorary member. Or was that just a fever dream?
The king is too frivolous, if you ask me.
We couldn't have two kings in the party. He would totally be KT.
Duran, while I sat on the throne, I saw the prowess that he carries in battle. I would not worry about his frivolities outside.
He's such a good guy.
All right. So... if you guys are just hanging on the ship, about an hour passes by. It's still early in the morning.
Oh, no, we want to be practicing.
Oh.
If he's not going to just show up, I'm going to be like, "Cal, what were you doing? If we should, you know, we can't leave without the king, so we should use all of our time."
I was practicing my vagary.
What a great idea.
All right, well, that is my cue.
I think we all should until the king comes.
And
I need to become
something that made sense.
I need to become better at controlling this mist.
Stone dancing over the boat always feels wrong, but I'll practice anyway.
We also need to have strategies for how to deal with other people using dancing techniques, as they will be our enemies on this campaign.
Oh, you're right.
We know ourselves better than we'll know them.
Well, I'm still a little tired, so I'm going to go ahead and get some shut-eye. And Horatio will go back to his room and keep sleeping.
Okay. All right. Jess, you have an hour, as King Terminus will be arriving in 1 hour. So as Horatio, you head down the staircase and go into your room. It's the same as it was. You rest for a little bit longer, or do whatever you would like to do during this hour, while the rest of you go ahead and start practicing your demon dancing. So, how are you practicing your demon dancing? Let's start off with King. Unless you're pairing up, then let me know. But
I mean, we're not totally like BFF again, so he wants to solo dance for a little bit. He's going to start to dance on the deck and then like gracefully like go to like the edge and do like a backflip over the side of the ship and then land on the water and continue to just sort of like dance on the water and try and focus on concentrating the power of the heals as he generates the mist around him.
Okay. And Monaco, how are you demon dancing, practicing on the ship?
Let me know when he gets here. And she will leave the ship. Because as she said, dancing on the boat, it never feels right to her. So she's going to go get contact with the earth, moving past the docks if she has to, before beginning her stone dancing practice.
Okay. So you go ahead, and when you get to off into the docks and that stone and earth area, street, the things that connect with the earth, so you're able to get in tune with it and find a little area that's open. And for the most part, people kind of just part ways and let you be. The legend of the Liberator seems to be spreading a lot throughout the barracks. But you can go ahead and practice in a corner. And Duran, how are you practicing?
Duran is going to activate his dance and then attempt to sort of run and dash between the parts of the mast of the ship and practice swinging and striking in a three-dimensional space.
All right. Okay, so, and Cal, I'm assuming you'll just continue with what you were doing before?
Yes, I'm going to continue, but at the same time going forward, I would like to focus my steps on imagining how I could counteract someone else's vagary activation, kind of with what Duran said, thinking about how we should be trying to figure out how to shut other people's vagaries off or diminish them while using our own.
All right. Okay. I'll keep him on your lateral and add this one to it, as I will say. All of you roll me performance checks. Okay, so we have Cal with a 10, Duran with a 14, Monaco with a 23, and King with a 23. All right, King, you are graceful with your steps. As you move around, leaving the ship and dancing onto the seas that are very calm, albeit there are some waves that splash back and forth, but it doesn't keep you off balance. In fact, the waves seem to bend to your will and stop and slow down, making like almost like an ice figure skating rink as you glide across it, and you successfully complete you have a very successful training session with performing this vagary as you try to solidify the mist in the air, causing it to expand and heighten your healing potential. One success in training. Monaco, with your 23 as well, you have a very successful training as you are off onto the corner in your private. You're causing a little bit of a crowd, but you're a little bit used to it. Back when you were at the temple or the area for Nyx in Thelos in the Dust District and you put on that show as well, more and more it seems people are drawn to your skill with step and dance as you start to practice yet again, connecting in with the connecting within yourself, connecting within the earth on your feet as you're slowly able to manipulate it, control it more, causing minor seismic activity in the area and other types of shifts of the earth beneath your feet, but placing it back to normal. And you have a very successful training session.
While dancing, she normally would be embarrassed by all this attention, but it seems to be that in doing the act, just the freedom and heart of it all is enough to release her from that, and she's just dancing in front of everyone.
All right. Duran, the 14, you've had better training sessions. Maybe it's just you're usually the one training, and maybe it's just all these different harmonies and rhythms around you is throwing you off, but you go ahead and start to swing, and your movements are a little bit off. maybe what King's doing with the sea is messing with the wind or what have you, and all these elements, you're not sure, but you don't have a very good training session when it comes to doing your dances.
Darn. My aim is off. My mind is not still.
All right. Cal, same goes for you with your 10. You were great. You were on point before earlier, but now you're unable to focus. This concept of messing with someone else's vagary, it's possible, maybe. Maybe with your electricity, you're not sure, but and trying to move the steps, sparks hit the ship. The ship has a magical shield, as you know, so it doesn't cause any type of scuff marks or damage, but it does, your electricity goes a little off. And I'll say, Duran, maybe that's what throws you off. As you see, there's like every so often there's a spark that comes your way as Cal is trying to manipulate the energy to disperse someone's demon dancing. And you do not have a successful training session this time.
I'm just getting tired. It has to be.
Watch what you're doing.
Focus up, Duran. There's going to be other distractions on the battlefield.
You have a point, I'll admit.
All right. So, with your trainings complete, you all head back to your stations. Monaco, as you start to head back, there is a crowd walking you, and when you're done, they start clapping, and you get applause, and they all look on over to you, and they start muttering to themselves, "Oh, she's so good. That was beautiful. Oh, the maidens of Shiverin. Oh, they're so elegant," and so on and so forth. One blue-haired, ponytailed gentleman, a human, with light leather armor on, walks over through the crowd and pushing his way through. Looks to be about, a little bit taller than you, and fair skin. Ma'am, that was beautiful. That was impressive.
Thank you.
I've never seen someone move like that before. Is that the famous demon dancing I've heard of?
It is.
Oh, you're just beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful.
I really must be getting back to my ship.
Right. I'm Sam, by the way.
Monaco, are you a soldier here?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be off with King Terminus's regiment. Dangerous, but I'll do what I can to save my country and those who are under oppression.
Well, King Terminus is certainly very powerful. I hope you're able to, do a lot of good with him out there. Excuse
me. Me too. Right. Maybe I'll see you next time when we succeed. And Miss Monaco, be safe. May the Aegis guide your back.
And you.
All right. And as he stays there, kind of smiling to himself, and he turns and walks back. You make your way back to the ship. As you all meet up in the deck, Horatio, are you still be sleeping after this hour?
I mean, you would tell me, DM, how long I need to be fully rested, because I was writing the spell.
That's right. And then
we slept a little bit, got up early, and went to the ship. So I figured he still needs more sleep to be fully rested.
To feel your full rest, I would say 1 hour would be sufficient.
Okay, then I would be waking up after my hour power nap.
Okay. And you make your way up to the deck of the ship, and you see the rest of the Liberators are there. Coming on to the ship, you see walking up, you all can easily notice, is King Terminus, as everyone is parting for him as he walks by. He's still wearing that white and gold garb outfit that he had on when he met with King. Next to him is Julian, as well as several of his Unity Knights that were within his regiment, all armored up in heavy armor, the same that when they fought against the forces of Valsharoon. And as he sees you, he goes, "Hey!" He waves his huge hands and starts to walk up. You do see his beard is braided cleaner now. It was a little ruffly before when you saw him king, but now it's actually clean and kept and kind of slick, going like down to like his chest as he makes his way up the plank.
"Friends, it's glorious!
curious to see you all again.
Hello, King Terminus. Good to see you.
Good morning, King Terminus.
Good morning.
Oh, excuse me for being late. King Terminus, it's good to see you again. Julian.
Julian looks on over and... Liberators, it's a pleasure. Come, shall we meet downstairs and to discuss? I'm sure my men have delivered the orbs.
Yes, everything's below deck.
Excellent.
Yes, the tea bags have been put onto the ship.
What?
As he looks on over to you as you wink. Right. The tea bags. Well then, shall we go and brew some tea? And he says, doing an equal wink, and is super awkward because this is something that he doesn't really express.
Yes, we should. Sorry. Sorry.
You should.
Someone else go first.
You should really get over that. As a mighty warrior, you need to withstand all types of environments, including being on the sea. Hopefully the journey will prove to be fruitful, and you can get over your ailment.
Okay, yeah. We're good on that. Let's go. Had a just small breakfast this morning. I knew I was getting on a ship. I'm fine.
You know, it's somewhat ironic that you have a water-based vagary and you...
Stop it. You think I haven't thought of that already, Horatio? It's just vessels. I like the water.
Yeah.
It's just this incessant rocking.
Well, friends, shall we? As he goes towards the staircase, the door that leads down to the heart of the ship, lower deck. He bends down, making his way as Julian and the rest of his Unity Knights are with him. There's only about like three of them, not his whole entire regiment. Walk downstairs as well. And you all make your way down to the general meeting room, the room where you always meet together to have your things below deck. As you step in there, the last of you walk in, unless there's anything else you wish to do before you walk in. If not, okay.
I'm going to make sure that we have the cursed objects, like, on our person.
Okay. It was in the bag of holding, I believe? Someone's? Or portable hole?
Yeah, okay. So I have that with me. I'll just make sure that that's with us in case we get sealed in.
Okay. All right. You will go ahead and step inside. And when the last person walks in, the door is slammed shut. As you see, King Terminus wafts his hands over again as a... Is a familiar celestial glow appears, and you see just a brief glow. All those of you who are trained in Arcana, kind of like strings that stretch around the entire room that finally latch together and tying a knot, and they fade away in an instant. And he goes,
"Ah, now friends, I just wish to discuss one last time our plan, as well as make sure you are suited and ready for battle. For you will have a glorious journey indeed. Now, to make sure to reiterate, the Liberators will be going in to Shiverin by boat. I'm assuming you will sneak your way in using the powers of the Ice Crown. There you will take the orbs that have been placed below deck and place them in places of power. Is that correct?
Yeah, right?
Yes,
that's correct.
Are we agreed in the order, though? The first place of power is in the mountain range above Chilford, then onward to Frostmoor, over through Neverlight, where we've never been before, and then finally to Fia. Am I making sure that is correct?
That sounds right. Fia's going to be the hardest for us to hit. We should go after it last.
All right. Well, hold on one second, and then I'll pull out my portable hole and throw it on the floor, and then dig out the robe, the staff, and the crown. And I'll say, King Terminus, these were the objects I told you about.
Ah, yes, I can feel their cursed energy from here. This is powerful cursed magic indeed. More than a simple spell would be able to reverse. Come, let's take a look, shall we?
And he goes and he picks up the robes and starts to scan it for about 6 seconds. And then he goes,
yes, it's that powerful. The next item,
And he goes and hands out his hand.
It was a staff.
Yes. So he goes ahead and grabs the staff.
Same caliber.
And he puts it down once again.
And lastly, this horrid crown.
Yeah, he takes the crown and does the same. Places it down. Goes into his large wizard sleeves, and you're not sure where he's keeping it, because his sleeves are just like normal, large, they're large and switch, kind of swish back and forth as he walks, but it doesn't like anything's holding it down. But he just keeps pulling out things out, and this time he pulls out several vials of what seems to be sapphire blue, glittering water, or liquid, inside of a flask, but like the circular flasks at the bottom, like a potion bottle. And he starts placing them down on the table until he pulls out three. He then pulls out a piece of paper that was kind of bent in a hot dog formation inside of his sleeve as well, that has writing that's in Celestial on it. And then he turns and says,
"These are very powerful instructions of purification. It is the glory of my power, being a theurgist. This should be able to remove the curse, but you must follow it exactly as is written."
Oh, you're not going to help us do it?
"Unfortunately, it will take time. The witch will be casted over many hours, and I must head. But, as an aspect of my Liki, and Kalimvor,"
he looks on over at Cal,
"I'm sure you'll be fine on your own. Just follow my instructions. You may learn a thing or two," he says, winking.
"All right. If you have faith in us, then we shall do it. Thank you for this. Thank you very much."
"Understood, King. Thank you."
He continues going on and says,
"And Julian, you and your Udini Knights will be heading directly into Fia. Gather intelligence and report back to all of us before the Liberators show up, so they are well prepared to plant the final orb of power. But beware, I'm sure you will not be able to reach outside, but perhaps if you can go in and out, create a tunnel, a passageway."
"Exactly my thoughts, my liege. You're wise beyond your years. Plan to find some type of way to get out of the barrier. We know that there is a limitation, as it doesn't affect the border from that reaches into Thelos. If it's a circular spell or barrier, perhaps we'll be able to find the edges from Fia. Maybe not too far off the shores of the Sapphire Shore. Perhaps we can then have an area that we set up. It'll be cold, but we'll manage with our spellcasting and our might. Then we'll be able to go in, report, come out, and hopefully reach, if communication is possible, internally, the Liberators. If not, we'll at least let you know, King Terminus, and you can plan accordingly as you make your stand towards Chilford."
"Right, Liberators. We will not be heading in so quickly, so you will reach to Chilford before us. Be vigilant. Be careful. Look out. We will be arriving possibly days after. Now, I think that's just everything, Liberators,"
he says, standing up. The energy in the room shifts as he begins to speak, his voice getting louder and bolder.
"Liberators, you have been proven to be heroes of Thelos. No, heroes to all of Duskhaven. You have been glory to her name. It is my great honor to be in your presence. You have been chosen by the gods. Now, go out. Grab on to your destiny. Fate is not written. We write fate ourselves. Damned what the gods may say."
As he chuckles in here, looking around the room, glowing a little bit from the barrier that he placed up.
"Now, my friends, be mighty, be powerful, be kind, and let's save all of Shivarin. No, all of the glorious Duskhaven."
And the rest of the people in the room, they go, "Yeah, here, here," as they cheer on to with King Terminus.
"Coming for you, Duramo."
King Terminus looks on over and says,
"Now let us go."
He gives you a nod. The rest of the men and women in the room stand at attention. Hup! Look on over to you. Julian looks over. "I believe in you, Liberators. May the old gods and the new guard your backs.
And yours as well.
He reaches out to you, King, and puts his arm out into like the forearm grasp and goes to grasp your arm.
I'll grasp his arm back and give him a good shake. Say, we will meet again.
That we shall. He goes into everyone else, gives everyone a nod, walks out of the room as the seal is broken, as you notice. King Terminus looking back one last time and stepping on up. You hear them go up the stairs and leave the ice crown, leaving just you within the ship. What do you guys want to do next?
It was an honor to know him. I mean, meet him. Not that, well. Say, who wants tea? All this talk about tea got me thinking.
Do you think he'll let me officiate his marriage with Queen Camilla?
Oh.
Probably not.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's take care of what's in front of us before we start making more wedding plans.
I suppose you're right. Do you wish for me to call forth nature's aid? I still have that spell prepared.
Well,
yes.
Whatever we do, we have to make sure that they can't see us coming. King Terminus was right about
that. I can call for a thick fog as well.
I might be able to do something about that.
Oh, well.
Well, by the time you have your tea hot and ready, the winds will be at our back. I need to be outside, though, Cal. Isn't that also where the steering wheel is? Outside?
Yes.
I'll help you undock, ship off. What do we do?
We'll need to untie ourselves and get ourselves in position to get out of the harbor.
Okay. I could do that. I'll head up with him and start helping untie and do all of that stuff.
All right.
And then once we've left the harbor, that's when I'll start casting the spell, because I don't want to like destroy the ships that are there. But I'm going to call for, it takes 10 minutes to cast, and then after that, strong winds in a northern direction.
Okay. So, as you go ahead and do your preparations for the ship to finally move, around this time, Monaco, you were completed a nice little placing of tea, just being kept hot with your meditation and other things. You start to hear the lurching of the ship as the wind starts to pick up. Cal, you finish your preparations. The mast, the very like silk thin mast flow down woof, as they flap, the wind catching it with King finishing up his spell as they start to push. The ship lurches actually it doesn't lurch, it's very smooth, like a knife cutting through like a hot knife cutting through butter. It just slides through the waters as it begins to sail away. What is your destination that you're heading to, Liberators?
Broken Bay Watchtower.
Broken Bay.
Can we actually, looking at that map, that river looks quite thickums. You think we can sail up to Chilford?
I don't know. Do you think we would be able to make it to Chilford?
I mean, like, it looks like that is thickums, and we could go even all the way to Small Point Watch, Arrow Watch, even to Pure Hall looks connected to me, but I don't know.
If we get attacked while we're on our ship on such a narrow passageway, we would be trapped.
That's the only thing, yeah. It puts us in a narrow, but it looks like the river is big enough to boat on.
You know that it is because you've crossed it before. It's a very big river.
Yeah. So we could potentially do that. Chilford looks like it's on the thing. Monaco, didn't you say you have family there? Oh, she's not with us.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, it's still northeast-ish from here because we're at the Shimmerdrift Watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can totally bend the wind and go up the river. That would be no problem. Just want to know if that's your direction, or are you going to Broken Bay? Because you did discuss Broken Bay, but Chilford, you can reach it, definitely.
Because I thought Chilford was our ultimate goal.
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go for Chilford, then. If we can go up the river. I didn't know we could go up the river.
So, the ship moves off towards the northeast, heading toward the mouth of the river that leads to Chilford, that separates both Shiverin and Thelos, the one that you crossed oh so many moons ago. And you start to shift, and this, like I said, the ship moves, gliding off, cutting through the sapphire shore as it's beautiful and shimmering off the dusk-lit sky. And as you sail off, we will end tonight's session. Well, awesome session, everyone. Hope you guys had fun. But thank you, everyone who's listening. Thank you to our patrons, as always, because we love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. From the first chapter to the last page, we love you guys. Be kind to one another, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, Dungeon Delvers. Travis here. You hear me weekly as King on Descent into the Void, but I'm also a Tale of D20's Director of Operations. We wanted to let you know we're looking to grow our library of assets and improve our quality and need your help. Please visit patreon.com/atale of d20s and know that every dollar spent goes to helping a Black-owned LGBTQIA+ inclusive business thrive. Again, thanks for listening and being a part of our #ATODFam and experiencing our tales with us. From the first chapter to the last page, we love you, be kind to one another, and we'll all see you next time.